Let's turn now, friends, for the next part of our service this morning to the fencing of the table and reading, as is traditionally our practice, in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Now, there are other portions of the scripture suitable for this part of our service, but this, in my own view, is the most suitable of these portions that have been traditionally recognized for this purpose. Galatians 5, we'll take up the reading at verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, as we go through this, remember we're talking here about those who have the warrant of God in their hearts to come forward to the table, as it were, of the Lord. And this is what God expects of us to some degree. Walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And that very first verse of the section reminds us that those who are coming forward, you're not coming forward in your own strength. You're walking in the strength of the Lord and in the all-sufficiency of His grace. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Isn't that a picture of every Christian? This is a battle we fight constantly between the Spirit and the flesh. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Then he gives us a list of things that should never be in the Christian life. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. It's not an exhaustive list. There are other things that should never be in a believer's life either. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is, and the very first one, is of course love. That's the queen of all the graces. And this is what must be most prominent in our lives. Love for the Lord and love for each other. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there's no law. There's law against the things that are mentioned, listed in the work of the flesh. But there's no law against these beautiful characteristics that must be in the life of the Christian. Against such, there is no law. Now, as you look at me this morning in a pulpit, a minister of the gospel, could I say to you, speaking honestly in your presence and before God, that I have all these features? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Can I say to them, I've got all of these, without question, without blemish? No, I can't, my friends. I believe I possess them, but I don't possess them with the clarity I would like to. I don't possess them in the way that I could broadcast them to my fellow beings in the way I want to. But I do believe I possess them. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. This is what the Christian has to do. We crucify the flesh. This is a word that he used very deliberately in connection with this. In another place, the word used is, in our translation, is mortify the things of the flesh. And the strength of those words can't be overemphasized. Murder them. Put them to death. Don't give them an opportunity to express themselves in your lives. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. This is life in the Spirit, my friends. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, being constrained by his love to always make progress, albeit against storm, wind, and tide. The Christian is a man or a woman who's always walking uphill. Always walking uphill with numerous obstacles on the way before us. But in the end of the day, my friends, if we are walking in the Spirit, looking unto Jesus, we will overcome every single one of those obstacles and ultimately death itself, because we are made more than conquerors through Christ that loves us. And if you can relate to that yourself this morning, then you have every warrant to come to the Lord's table.